Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My guest today is Matt Strava, the founder and CEO of Spinnaker Support. And the question I have for you, Matt, is AI. And I know that's a really dull thing to ask, but you have an interesting view on how AI should be viewed for those people in the IT profession. What should they be thinking about?
I think the number one thing, Cliff, first of all, thanks for having me on today. I think the number one thing people should be thinking about and really focused on is retooling, simply retooling their skill set, making sure that they are using AI to the fullest extent that they possibly can.
It's gonna be, I think we were just, as we were having a little rambling talk just a second ago, you were saying, well, I worry for the kids. I mean, I worry for the kids. What do you expect? I mean, what do you think is going to be happening? And things are happening so fast. That's the thing. I mean, 20 years ago, it was very different. And I'm sure it was very different 20, 40 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years was very different, than it is today. It's moving very fast. And obviously, it's somewhat difficult to predict exactly where it's going to land. But, what I will say is, having two kids in college, one just graduated, one's still in, they use LLMs and SLMs all the time in their college work. I think it's getting embedded very quickly into the education system. And I think that's very important. But advice to any college graduate coming out is use as many tools as you can and become proficient at those, because those are the folks that are going to be in demand in the future here, those that are fully skilled in different types of models out there.
I mean, you're based in Denver in the States, and I'm in the UK, right? And I wonder if I've always had a feeling that education, particularly in sort of IT, moves so much slower than the industry. It is, and the reason here in the UK is because they're not preparing you to be an IT expert. They're preparing you to know how to learn and how to adapt quickly to new things. But people do want to be hired with the right set of skills. I remember when I was, I graduated as a programmer, and the first thing I learned as a programmer was, when I graduated, was C++. And at the time, showing my age, it was 1990, there were no jobs for C++, it was all C. What's C++, they said? They had no idea. Of course, then C++ became the biggest, at the time, biggest programming language. I was almost ahead of my time at that time. Unhirable, but ahead of my time.
Behind you, my first job was at Anderson Consulting, and my first skill I learned, and I had no idea how to do it, was COBOL. Oh, wow. And then within about a year, they were moving me on to C++. And so, it's changed quite a bit. I think today college is not preparing IT experts necessarily, or IT, talent. They're preparing, as you just said, people who learn how to learn, right, and teach you different things. And there's obviously a social aspect to college that's important as well. But I mean, that's why these coding colleges got created. That's why you hear Peter Thiel and some folks out there saying college is unnecessary, just go straight into workforce. And there's something to be said for that. I don't personally completely agree with that. I think life is long, life's a marathon. I think there's an important element in college you need to do, but it's certainly not preparing IT programmers per se.
No. Matt, I think that, one of the things that, I mean, I've learned in the years I've been a technology journalist is there's been industry certifications, and I'm currently writing a piece about network admins, network engineers. And one of the things that came out of that is I remember when Cisco certified engineer was the, one of the top skills to have, if you're in networking. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Nothing against Cisco, it's just that type of skill set. And so this industry certification, it is something that has to, does have to change, and you have to be very aware of that.
Yeah, it is changing, and very, very rapidly, obviously, right? So, maybe there are beginning to be certifications around AI that might be useful from a personal perspective. But the need for a Cisco certified expert is getting less and less, right? Now it's a little bit more on the agentic side, vibe coding, developing tools, and having the, I think that the gap is going to be, honestly, Cliff, where enterprises need a business process AI, if you will, or with some agentic. And if you don't have that business process skill and understand how the process actually operates and works, whether it's order to cash or quote to market, quote to build, things like that. If you don't have that skill set, I think you'd be left behind as well. So I think it's a combination. You've really got to be understanding the business aspects of it, the business analyst aspects of it, but also with the vibe coding developer sense on your head as well.
I wonder if there's a risk. I mean, people with a sort of business acumen in understanding how the business runs, you know, their ultimate goal, I guess, would be I want to be the chief operating officer. I want to be the person who understands how the business runs, right? If you understand enough about the business, surely you don't want to remain in IT, you know, unless you are very lucky enough to become a highly paid consultant somewhere and in one of the big five, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, IT is going to go through a rapid change, but other industries are as well, right? Mm-hmm. I think healthcare is going to go through a rapid change with respect to AI. Certainly, I think the legal profession, engineering, architecture, many of those are already going through rapid change as well. So it's not just IT, but you know, certainly on the IT front, the needs are going to change pretty rapidly here soon, right?
Mm. So going back to sort of how IT professionals, and we've talked about the younger generation and the things, skills that they need. But people who are, you know, perhaps making their first or second job move, what would be your advice to those people who have, you know, they've gone through a reasonably traditional type of career? They certainly AI will, would have come across it, but they're now faced with what seems to be you've got vibe coding, right? So where do you fit in? You know, the stuff that you can't just get you can't climb the rungs of the ladder easily. Or maybe you can.
I think maybe you can. I think making yourself indispensable with AI tools is critical. Having said all of that, Cliff, I mean, there's articles now being written that enterprises are not moving rapidly. You know, the need for an SAP or an Oracle ERP wide body, completely homogenized type system is not going to go away very soon at all, right? There'll be pieces and tools set on top of those applications. And so if you really look at large enterprise clients, which are our clients, they're not moving and thinking about, I'm going to rip SAP out and replace it with AI. So I think while there's a lot of discussion around SaaS and some of the smaller SaaS products out there that are specialty tools, if you will, those can be replicated quite easily, I think, and that's a danger. But the large enterprises inside IT departments, inside large corporations, those are going to be around for a long time. I think, though, if you have that tooling of AI on top of it, you've made yourself really indispensable.
Mm. I was just thinking about your background and my background. And I mean, you mentioned COBOL, and obviously COBOL still exists, which we talk about old IT systems, legacy IT systems, and these things don't go away. Unfortunately, they are not the most amazing piece of tech ever. They are just the things that you're guaranteed a job if you know COBOL. Probably guaranteed a job for life.
It's not going away. I mean, look at mainframes, right? IBM pumped out, I think, more mainframes last year than they had in the last 15. There's some statistic like that out there. So, mainframes are still around, right?
But I think, Matt, the SAPs and the Oracle enterprise resource planning systems are equivalent to those mainframe software.
I would agree. Yes. I'll call it legacy or technical debt, whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be around 20, 30, 40 years. I don't think we're going anywhere very quickly. They have so much money put into these systems, you know, enterprises do, and the skill sets and the business processes that they've built around those tools. It would be absolute heart surgery to pull those out in any time soon. So I think you're going to see them around for quite a while.
I mean, would you advise anyone to get into ERP today?
I don't think you can go wrong with it. I think that there's, you know, with the right skill set around what ERP means and what you're trying to do with it. I will say again, I mean, I think retooling that with a framework of AI on top of that, what can you do to enhance the system? What can you do to, you know, help build an interface faster, things like that? That skill is the one that's going to be needed. So whether you consider that AI or we consider that ERP, I think the skill set around ERP is not going away, and the need for it.
And what's your final thoughts? What's your final pieces of advice for those people who are worried that they may lose their job? Some have lost their jobs, particularly in the IT profession. And, you know, they're seeing that they're not sure what to do next.
It's a horrible thing to watch occur out there. And we're probably not done seeing it, frankly speaking, right? But I think if I had to give advice, it would be, you know, like I said, learning the tools around enhancing the systems, right? Learning the tools that could help you really develop a skill set that I call it, indispensable inside these large enterprises, right? And those are the ones that have got at least some AI capability, some understanding of how the LLMs work and SLMs work, and what we can do to apply those to an enterprise and help add value that way. Understanding the business process is incredibly important. That will always be the root of this. You can't go develop and build tools and interfaces and different things like that if you don't understand how the business operates. So that is in and of itself a skill too that I think people need to make sure they don't overlook.
Okay, well, Matt, thank you very much. And thanks for tuning in.